Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to confront the State of the Union. I just don't mean one speech. I mean the state of our politics, the state of our union, the state of our nation. Where are we exactly? And what did we find out last night? One of the things we found out is that a decorum is defined by different standards than it used to be. Yes, of course, people bring up the fact that in the last State of the Union address that President Trump delivered, not Marjorie Taylor Greene, but Nancy Pelosi showed a decided lack of decorum by ripping up his speech after he had finished. Well, at least she waited till after he had finished, and she was silent. There wasn't a great deal of silence by the Republicans last night, and that ended up being a gift to Joe Biden, according to most people who have actually looked at the polling and the reactions that came to people, including very loyal Republicans, such as James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky. He was actually pretty outspoken for a conservative Republican and a committee chair. He spoke about Marjorie Taylor Greene shouting liar at President Biden 9 times during his State of the Union speech. And she certainly got attention for herself, which appears to be one of her main goals. Here is what Congressman Comer, Republican of Kentucky, said about
certainly there should be some decorum. I know that there were outbursts during Trump's State of the Union. I wish that everyone would respect the decorum and let the president speak. We have outbursts of my oversight committee hearings, believe it or not. People are passionate. It's tough sometimes when you strongly disagree with what the president's saying, but certainly I wish we would adhere to decorum.
Okay, yeah, it can only help, and it certainly doesn't make for headlines like those that you will see today about Republicans falling into a Biden trap. And Joe Biden has never seemed like such a subtle operator or such a sophisticated planner or manipulator that he would set a trap and have Republicans fall into it. But to some extent, that happened. There was a CNN flash poll that was done after the broadcast, and 72% of the viewers who watched the State of the Union, or at least said they did, had a favorable reaction to the speech. That, compared to other State of the Union addresses, is pretty strong. And now, look, this is partially a self-selecting group of people who are responding to this, because most people in America did not watch the speech, but most everyone will see highlights. And there is a question that is asked, and it's a profound question, it's very well put, by the lead editorial this morning in the Wall Street Journal. And they say that President Biden devoted much of his State of the Union address yesterday to celebrating what he says is a long list of legislative and economic achievements, spending on social programs and public works, subsidies for computer chips, even more subsidies for green energy and a strong labor market. But if he's done so much for America, the Journal asks, why does most of America not seem to appreciate it? His highest approval rating in any recent poll is 44%. That means most people disapprove of the job he's doing. If it really was such a terrific job as we heard last night, what's the deal with most of America being unable to appreciate it? That's the contradiction stalking his presidency, the Journal writes, as he enters his third year and plots a clear plots a likely reelection campaign. The disconnect is clear enough in the polls. His job approval rating average has climbed to 44.2% in the Real Clear Politics average, which should be better with all of that supposed good news. Gallup has it as 41%. Mr. Biden's RCP average job approval on the economy, that's Real Clear Politics, is 38%. The latest Washington Post ABC poll is even worse for President Biden. Some 41% of Americans say they're worse off financially than when Mr. Biden became president, while only 16% say they're better off. Most people, 62%, say Mr. Biden has accomplished either not very much or little or nothing. That includes 22% of Democrats. And here's the really bad news for Mr. Biden, the Journal says. Some 58% of Democrats say they'd prefer a different party nominee for president in 2024, and he even loses a head-to-head matchup with former President Trump, 48% to 44%. Trump gave a speech last night, too. Well, it wasn't actually a speech. It's a couple of minutes that he taped before President Biden spoke, and he put on Truth Social. And it's considered not quite Joe Biden's State of the Union, which ran for 75 minutes, more than the hour long that they expected or predicted, partially because he was so much interrupted with dealing with the jeers and the booing and the hoots and the chants of "you're a liar." There was even somebody shouting out very audibly, BS. And this going on for Biden was followed by Sarah Sanders, who I think did nothing to embarrass herself. She had a very tough job being in that situation where you're supposed to be addressing and responding to the President of the United States. Very difficult situation to be into. Do you remember Marco Rubio had a real setback in his career because of a gulp of water he took while he was addressing or responding President Obama, but somehow because she was sitting down and it was a more relaxed setting, the idea that she took a few sips of water, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the new governor of Arkansas, no, didn't bother her. But her speech, what was most striking about it was she was supposed to be supposedly a representative of the Trump wing of the party. But what she estimated, and you'll hear it here, what she estimated again and again was the need for a new generation to lead the party. That new generation probably did not include, in her mind or anyone's mind hearing it, her 76-year-old former boss. Yes, that's the age of President Trump. But it's worth asking why a presidency as successful as Mr. Biden and the media claim hasn't persuaded the public, asks the Wall Street Journal. Part of the reason is polarization, with partisans automatically opposing a president of the other party. But that would explain about 40 percentage points of his disapproval, not the other 16%. Mr. Biden has contributed to that polarization with the partisan agenda of his first 2 years after he campaigned as a unifier. He jammed through Congress trillions of dollars in new spending with narrow majorities. His administration uses regulation to impose the progressive priorities of racial division and climate alarmism, often without proper legal authority. The Supreme Court rebuked him on vaccine mandates and national eviction moratoriums, and it will likely do so again on student loan forgiveness. Let's hope so. So, did Biden advance his own cause last night? Or more to the point, did Republicans, with their two speeches by Trump and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, damage their prospects with their behavior and reactions last night? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medved Show, the latest TV show ratings indicate that ABC won the battle for getting the most eyeballs to watch the State of the Union through their network. ABC won last year, too. That led broadcast TV's coverage of President Biden's second State of the Union address averaging 3.2 million total viewers. CBS was close behind with an average audience of 3 million total viewers, followed by NBC's 2.7 million and Fox's 1.5 million. What does that indicate? That people who normally watch Fox were probably less eager to watch Joe Biden deliver a State of the Union. They would have missed an informative and actually more interesting than expected exchange and contrast. Compared to last year's Big Four Cume, this year's State of the Union audience was down 18%. The cable ratings will come in much later in the day, and they'll be folded in once available. New York Times, breaking news. American intelligence agencies have assessed that China's spy balloon program is part of a global surveillance effort that is designed to collect information on the military capabilities of countries around the world. That according to three American officials. The balloon flights, some officials believe, are part of an effort by China to hone its ability to gather data about American military bases in which it is most interested, as well as those of other nations in the event of a conflict or rising tensions. U.S. officials said this week that the balloon program has operated out of multiple locations in China. One of the points that was made by Holman Jenkins in the Wall Street Journal yesterday was that he has been talking for a while about the likelihood that regular spying activity was folded into that unidentified aerial phenomena that the Department of Defense was beginning to acknowledge. In other words, people said, oh, good, now they're finally telling us something about UFOs. Well, they weren't. They were using UFOs to basically disguise some spying activity by China and perhaps by other powers that they didn't want to acknowledge. And that, at least, is one explanation of why most people agree this was not the first Chinese balloon to enter U.S. airspace. There probably were balloons during the Obama and certainly during the Trump administration. But we didn't hear about them, and the intention of the Biden administration apparently was not to let people know about this balloon, except that people began identifying it so clearly, when it began appearing in the skies over Montana. Okay, China, obviously a competitor with America. President Biden said he welcomed competition, but that shouldn't mean conflict. Okay, a good speechwriting line. But he also talked incredibly briefly about China and, frankly, about Ukraine, which is a much more important issue compared to some of the other issues that he was very indulgent with. For instance, the idea of junk fees for hotel stays, the idea that people who are staying at various hotels get asked to pay resort fees, which can often be a bunch of money, $50 or more, that are slapped on their bill, even for hotels that don't have resort facilities. Now, is it possible that we will get some congressional action on that to stop that lamentable practice? Is it possible that there will be a change in the refundability of airplane tickets if your plane flight is canceled or if it's grossly delayed? He also spoke about that. The idea that this is going to be one of the key agenda items that got a great deal of time, that's surprising. When there are bigger issues, like the issues that really do draw enthusiastic response, Social Security and Medicare, they are the bulk of the federal expenditures every year. People say that it comes to two-thirds entitlement programs that they can't really change without changing the whole structure of those programs and the promises they've made to the American people who've been paying in for their Social Security and Medicare. Here was the most dramatic moment of the speech last night, with President Biden suggesting that in the negotiations on raising the debt ceiling, that there were actually Democrats who were talking about, or there were actually Republicans who were talking about damaging, taking money away, sunsetting Social Security and Medicare. Sunsetting means that in 5 years, they would have to either reauthorize Social Security or Medicare, or it would go away, putting it on the chopping block, on the table. And there was one Republican, Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, who would put that idea on the table, but she was a lonely voice. There wasn't a lonely voice when it came to a response to President Biden last night. Clip 4A.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, they pay them. Some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant, but it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks.
You're a liar, liar. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene. She shouted the single word liar 9 times because it worked so well for former Congressman Joe Wilson of South Carolina, who it was way back in the Obama administration. It was in 2009. Obama was giving a speech to a joint session of Congress, and Joe Wilson hollered out, not liar, liar, but you lie. And it kind of damaged his career. He's no longer in the House of Representatives. So what about Biden's trap that he allegedly sprung on the GOP? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
This is a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America.
President Biden speaking to union members in Madison, Wisconsin about what's called the American Rescue Plan, which will fund projects and training for good-paying, stable jobs. The president continues his tour highlighting points from the State of the Union address. Tomorrow in Tampa, he'll talk about Social Security and Medicare. Hope is dimming that rescue workers in Turkey and Syria will find any more earthquake survivors. The death toll from the quakes and the aftershocks now tops 11,000. Researchers say they're getting closer to rolling out a vaccine to prevent breast cancer. The Cleveland Clinic's looking for trial participants, people who are cancer-free but at a higher risk of developing breast cancer. A top Federal Reserve official says high interest rates could be around for a while. Fed Governor Christopher Waller says it might be a long fight against soaring inflation. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The unintended highlight, or maybe it was intended, maybe this was all plotted and planned. There are a number of Democratic spokesmen who appear to be suggesting that President Biden, who can be a somewhat slick political operator, had actually planned a trap for the Republicans. He had just talked about, rather than lowering taxes and lowering obligations for ordinary Americans, the Republicans were now talking about sunsetting, in other words, potentially putting an end to Social Security and Medicare. And when he said that, there were lusty boos, lots of screams of liar. Somebody screamed the BS word that we're not allowed to say on the air. Nor would we want to necessarily, but Biden responded and seemed to be enjoying going back and forth with his hecklers. This actually is something that the president showed that he was pretty good at last night. And so this is what it sounded like as the booing subsided long enough to hear the leader of the free world listen.
The idea is that we're not going to be moved into being threatened to default on the debt if we don't respond. Folks, folks, as we all apparently agree, Social Security and Medicare is off the books now, right? We're not going to be stopped. All right.
Okay, and again, it will make it much harder for people to advance the idea in the oncoming negotiations about raising the debt ceiling. Any change on Social Security or Medicare would be a real question. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who clearly just loves the attention, relishes the attention. And this is one of the problems with American government right now, is that on both sides, who are the people who get all of the attention on the other side? Well, of course, it's the people in the squad. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's Ilhan Omar. It's Rashida Tlaib. It's now you hear Cori Bush, who is not a member of the Bush family. She's a congressman from Missouri who gets a great deal of attention. People who say radical things and take edgy opinions. And the idea that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert are the most publicized Republicans. I mean, think about it. Oh, yeah, there's one other one, George Santos. He had a great night last night. And, of course, he continues to be the gift that keeps on giving to Democrats. Joe Scarborough had a comment on the Biden trap. And here is what Scarborough said, former congressman from Florida, Republican, what he said on MSNBC. Listen.
Wait, State of the Union. Can anybody play this game? Why is my former party so stupid?
They he fed it to them and they...
The booing, the call, we said yesterday on the show, Republicans, he wants you to yell. He wants you to shout. As my grandma from Dalton, Georgia would say, he wants you to act like you were raised in a barn. Good job. You did all of those things. No, really, seriously, I swear to God, I said this a couple weeks ago. I really do think that there is a plant inside the RNC. And it is a Democrat that was planted in there somewhere in 2013, 2014, with the sole purpose of making Republicans the dumbest political party that's ever existed. Biden didn't even have to give a good speech last night. The Republicans, time and again, just alley-oop.
Amazing.
Boom.
And how does Marjorie Taylor Greene explain her behavior? Manu Raju of CNN, after the speech and the commotion was over, she asked him about her yelling out 9 times, very audibly, that he was a liar. Here's what she had to say in terms of explaining what she had accomplished.
He got exactly what he deserved, and I am not sorry one bit. And I don't think Speaker McCarthy is upset with any of us for expressing our views and being unwilling to allow the president to lie. What am I going to do? Stand up and give golf classes? No, thank you. I don't clap for liars.
Okay. What she was saying, you could hear the background noise, is what am I supposed to do? Basically, Republicans in the past, or the opposition party in the past, has done pretty well by sitting there stony-faced, not standing up and applauding while the others stand up and applaud, and just show your disapproval. They went to Ted Cruz several times in the broadcast as I watched it, and Ted Cruz looked like he had just eaten something unsanitary and sour. He looked very uncomfortable, and it was effective. I mean, basically, he takes that face and sort of shakes his head lightly. That's fine. But shouting out at a State of the Union address is especially when the attempt is to indicate that the Republicans have gone off the deep end and they've become so radical and they can't be taken seriously, and that's basically what the Democrats are trying to sell. The difficulty here, and it's the answer to the Wall Street Journal editorial, is that part of what Biden's campaign strategy is going to be, and one of the things about the performance last night, is that I think it basically removes all doubt that he means to run. And barring some health emergency, which is always possible when you're 80 years old, yeah, it's possible when you're 62, 60 as well. But Biden is 80 years old, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders made a big point of that in her brief and effective speech last night. But the fact is that he wants to make the Republicans unthinkable. And unfortunately, there are too many Republicans who are cooperating with him. Look, does anyone think it helped the Republican Party to put Kevin McCarthy through what he needed to go through? And by the way, I think that Kevin McCarthy came out as one of the big winners last night, because compared to many of his colleagues, he looked dignified, serious, and yes, he was perceived in several cases trying to impose a greater sense of decorum on his raucous caucus. Yeah, it is a raucous caucus. President Biden spoke very briefly on the big issue of the Chinese balloon. What did he say? This is clip 12. Okay, we'll go to clip 12 in a moment. We will also play all of the highlights, all of them, from President Trump's speech that was actually released last night, probably too late for most people to see it or hear it. But it indicates the kind of campaign that Trump is running. What about his campaign trying to smear Ron DeSantis as a pedophile? No, it's true. It's true. Not that he is a pedophile, but that Trump is trying to suggest that he is. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Liar, 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 liar.
You're
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved show, there is more about George Santos and his confrontation with Mitt Romney last night. We will get to that in just a moment. I mentioned that President Biden had almost nothing to say about the spy balloon that had preoccupied so much American attention. There now are indications, by the way, that it may work out well for the United States. I mean, yes, it turns out that the Chinese foreign minister wouldn't take a call from Lloyd Austin, and that's considered to be a bad sign when you have two nuclear powers that are in a confrontational posture against one another. You do want them to be talking. That's part of what saved the world from nuclear holocaust during the Cuban Missile Crisis, is there was contact and negotiation going on between Kennedy and Khrushchev. But in terms of the Chinese, they say it was a weather balloon. Nearly everybody believes that's preposterous. And now there are indications that they have been able to rescue from the ocean, where the craft was shot down, enough equipment from the craft to be useful in terms of figuring out what it is that the Chinese are actually doing. This is the way that President Biden described this particular triumph last night in the State of the Union, clip 12.
Today, we're in the strongest position in decades to compete with China or anyone else in the world. Anyone else in the world. And I'm committed to work with China where we can advance American interests and benefit the world. But make no mistake about it. As we made clear last week, if China threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country, and we did. Look, let's be clear. Winning the competition should unite all of us. We face serious challenges across the world.
Okay, and the serious challenges did not get the most attention from Joe Biden in a terrific commentary, and it's terrific because it's funny, and all you can do really is laugh at some of this. It's by John Podhoretz over at Commentary Magazine, commentary.org. And John writes, Biden's speech was risible in parts and often spectacularly beside the point. What on earth was the president of the United States doing spending several minutes talking about resort fees paid by hotel guests? The Junk Fee Prevention Act, which he touted out of nowhere, is an embarrassing political gimmick. Biden devoted 271 words to the Junk Fee Protection Act. That means that you don't have to pay resort fees when you go to a hotel. That's 271 words. Then he disposed of America's conflict with China in 182 words. Of those, only 15. If China threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country, and we did. Dealt with the balloon incursion last week, a matter so serious it forced the postponement of an official visit to China from our Secretary of State. This was not a serious speech, writes John Podoritz. It was a pretty silly one, in fact. But the only thing people are going to remember is Marjorie Taylor Greene screeching. It used to anger me when people insulted the GOP by adopting the old British term for the Tories, the stupid party. Still, better that than the embarrassing party, which has the advantage of being at least partly true. Joe Biden did also make very brief mention of Ukraine. And in the next year, between now and the next State of the Union speech, because Biden will give a State of the Union speech, assuming that he is still president, next year at this time in the very heat of the presidential campaign. The State of the Union will probably come out right after the first primaries. So it could be very interesting. But it seems to me that people will be looking for a follow-up on Ukraine for sure. Probably not so much on the Junk Fee Protection Act. This is Biden acknowledging the Ukrainian ambassador. It was somewhat embarrassing because he couldn't really remember her name. Her name is Oksana Marakova. And Biden did the acknowledgement briefly. The ambassador looked moved and touched and emotional, but here is what it sounded like, clip 8.
We're once again joined by Ukraine's ambassador to the United States. She represents not just her nation, but the courage of her people. Ambassador, our ambassador is here. We're united in our support of your country. Will you stand so we can all take a look at you? Thank you. Because we're going to stand with you. As long as it takes.
Okay, there is also the biggest laugh line of Biden's speech, and I don't think he intended it to be a laugh-getter, but it was. And on this one, the GOP really reacted appropriately to part of what he had to say. He was talking about green energy and developing green energy and the idea that we were going to combat climate change, and he said this. Watch for the reaction. This is clip 10.
When I talked to a couple of them, they say, we're afraid you're going to shut down all the oil wells and all the oil refineries anyway, so why should we invest in them? I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade, and that's going to exceed and beyond that. We're going to need it. Production.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Okay, I think it is safe to assume we will need oil and energy for more than another decade. Ryan Zinke of Montana, who was at one time Secretary of the Interior for President Trump, he's a Republican representative, now one of two representatives in the House from Montana, which has growing population. He was on CNN responding to Biden's comment. This is clip 11.
Well, this suggests we're not going to be in the fossil fuel world more than 10 years. It's just untruthful. Because it was an outrageous statement. Fossil fuels are with us as a part of the economy, and they're going to be with this economy. But to blame the problem on the executives. Look, we have high energy costs, It's not because of the oil companies. It's because of the policy of the president. We have high inflation because it's the policy of the president on spending. So if you look at high energy costs, which we're all seeing, high inflation rates, which a lot of it has a result of excessive spending, then we are in the economy we are. And I think the speech itself, there was moments where accommodation, where we're going to work with the Republican side, and I appreciate that. And he is my president, too, so I do appreciate that. But there were some blatant mistruths there. The Republicans, for instance, would terminate Social Security or Medicare.
Okay, he's right. There were some blatant mistruths. We're going to go at them, particularly part of what President Biden implied about taxes when he talked about the billionaire's tax that he wants to institute and the idea that most American wealthy people do not pay their fair share. This, of course, has been a honored Democratic theme for years and years. There was also some remarks that were made not by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, not by President Donald Trump. We will get to his entire speech last night where President Trump said that Joe Biden is the most corrupt president in history and no one else even close. We will also get to a comment that was made by a member of the U.S. Senate, a Republican, and Representative Thomas Massie, a Republican of Kentucky in the House, later actually described what his colleague had said as the rudest I've ever seen a human being be to another human being. What could possibly have happened to merit that that comment? And who was the other human being who got the incredibly rude comment from a member of the U.S. Senate? Well, that human being was the great pretender himself, George Santos. So what was said? What happened? We will get to that and to much more. Also solving the mystery of a radio signal from 8 billion light years away. No kidding. That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.